B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Mayor Walsh announces plan to help small businesses. The registry extends its renewal timelines, and four officers are fired after the death of an unarmed black man in Minneapolis. Coming up in the juice, Tekashi 6ix9ine is butthurt and starting his own canceled Doja Cat party. And Ramiro has sports.
I can't even handle this. All I got to say is Tyson versus Tyson might happen.
Boom. But first, Mayor Walsh announced that small businesses in Boston will be offered additional financial help from the city as they reopen. The $6 million Reopen Boston Fund is designed to help small businesses put in place the necessary public health guidelines and requirements needed to reopen in the coming months. The fund is intended to support businesses with a majority of employees working in close proximity to their clients and each other. Applications will be open tomorrow at 5 at boston.gov and will be reviewed and approved on a rolling basis. The Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles is implementing further extensions to renewal timelines for expiring inspection stickers, passenger plate registrations, professional credentials, driver's licenses, and learner's permits. Licenses that expired or will expire in March, April, and May of 2020 will now expire in September. Annual motor vehicle safety and emissions inspection stickers and passenger plate registrations that have expired or will expire in March, April, and May have been extended until July 31st. For a full list of changes to expirations, you can go to mass.gov. And four Minneapolis officers involved in the arrest of a black man who died in custody were fired Tuesday, hours after a bystander's video showed an officer kneeling on the handcuffed man's neck even after he pleaded he could not breathe and stopped moving. Video was gut-wrenching.
Oh,
I couldn't
God.
Even watch it. No. Officers were responding to an alleged forgery in progress when they came upon 46-year-old George Floyd, who they later restrained by putting a knee in the back of his neck, a method that is against department regulations. Floyd later died at the hospital. The FBI is investigating. In the juice, good news for fans of the Versus Instagram Live music battles.
Who we got?
Well, we don't have anybody yet, but there's going to be no more sound issues. Well, I mean, you can only hope there's going to be no more sound issues. Swiss Beatz and Timberland went on Instagram Live yesterday saying moving forward, they're going to make sure the sound quality is top notch, adding that if the artists involved don't use the special sound kit they're given, they won't be able to battle.
Wow. By the way, this Friday, Biggie versus Pac is going to be the battle.
That's right.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
We're going to make that like a forcible rule. You cannot do verses unless you use the technology that we're sending you, because we're sending it to you for a reason.
I mean, we're going to do Michael Jackson versus Prince, but Michael Jackson was going to win that one, like, straight
hands
up.
Hands down.
There was no way, in my opinion, he was going to lose.
No.
And Pebbles saying the same thing. So we're going to do Biggie versus Pac. Michael already beat Prince. Didn't even happen. Could you imagine that?
Still no word yet on who the next actual versus battle is going to be, but Monica and Brandy are the rumored ones to be next, so we'll see. Jimmy Fallon is apologizing for the 20-year-old video that resurfaced of him doing an SNL skit in blackface. After the Jimmy Fallon is over party started trending on Twitter, Jimmy tweeted, "I made a terrible decision to do an impersonation of Chris Rock while in blackface. There's no excuse for this. I'm very sorry for making this unquestionably offensive decision, and thank all of you for holding me accountable." And everybody's out to cancel somebody these days, right? And Tekashi 6ix9ine ain't any different. After videos surfaced of Doja Cat saying the N-word, among other things, on a video chat, she was forced to apologize after people were calling for her to be canceled. And in the midst of her apology, she made reference to her single, Say So, with Nicki Minaj going number one, which Tekashi took offense to, seeing as how he's been having issues with Billboard and said his single Gooba's not going number one. He commented on her Instagram Live saying, "She started with the wrong one. Give me till tomorrow. Hashtag cancel Doja." And then commented again, laughing at the fact that someone called her Doja Dog. So we'll see if that goes any further. All right, here's Ramiro with sports.
All right, here we go. If you're a fan of hockey, this is news. If your sport comes back, and that's a big if, they'll be skipping the rest of the regular season and go right into the playoffs with 24 teams instead of 16. 24. There's 31 teams in the league total. So seven teams won't play?
Damn, can you imagine if you're one of those seven teams?
That's what I'm saying.
That means you're awful.
You know, for that, do some sort of like NCAA bracket-style tournament, put everybody in it, and figure it out. You know, one game playoff type of thing. But yeah, that's what'll happen. 2014 playoffs. It'll be held inside empty arenas in two hub cities. They're still trying to figure out what cities it'll be in. But again, this is all if the season returns at some point. All right, think about this. Tyson versus Tyson. Reigning WBC heavyweight champion Tyson Fury said that he was contacted about facing Mike Tyson. By the way, the man he was named after, the reason his name is Tyson Fury is because of Mike Tyson, in an exhibition bout. But he said he doesn't think anything has come of it so far. However, he did say when it was brought up to him that he is 100% down to face Mike Tyson in any way, shape, or form. So if Mike Tyson maybe gets a big enough check, we gonna see. Well, unfortunately, we'll probably see Rocky IV. Look up that movie, Apollo Creed versus Ivan Drago. But still, it'd be amazing.
He dies.
It'd be amazing. And on this date, if you want to laugh, on this date in 2014, 50 Cent made history. He was promoting an album and threw what is arguably the worst first pitch in Major League Baseball history before a Mets game at Citi Field. If you haven't seen it and you want a good-ass laugh and you want to feel better about yourself, go to the Get Up Crew Facebook page and check it out right now. And that's your spokes.
All right, leaving you with some good news. At Evans Street Car Wash in Greenville, North Carolina, Antonio Hernandez was just doing his job when he came across some very expensive trash. A $1,200 IRS stimulus check. And the man who it belonged to had no idea it was there. Charles Thompson is a local construction worker and Army vet who's trying to make ends meet and had gotten behind on his rent. That being said, it was a blessing that Antonio Hernandez and his daughter, Michelle Alvarado, were able to track down Thompson and get the check back to him. Thompson said that money helped put him ahead and put him on the right track a little bit and helped him get back on his feet. And that's your good news, made hot by the National Aviation Academy. Consider a career in aviation maintenance. Go to bostonwingman.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.